What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Victory Monday. It's Monday morning after a Packers win. That means all is right with the world, and I will not hear otherwise. Good to see everybody in the comments. Big victory for the Packers. Obviously, a lot of offensive production. Some of the same concerns popping up on defense, both early on against the run, later on against the pass, but those are the things they got to work on, obviously, going forward. Still nice to marinate in a victory over the Vikings. Obviously, the biggest concern coming out of that game are the injuries to Lane Taylor and, of course, Kenny Clark. I know Rob Domofsky reported earlier today that Lane is having an MRI done. I would hate Lane to have to miss another year after battling back. Kenny, haven't seen any indication what he might be dealing with, but hopefully he is back sooner rather than later. Morning, everybody. Good to see everyone. Hello from Sweden. Adam, hello from New York. Happy Victory Monday from Greensboro, North Carolina. What's up, Kyle? How are you? Oh, boy, these are always good. Lots of people on social media saying they weren't watching because of the kneeling and the Packers staying in the locker room. Travis, and I say this with deepest respect and humility, who cares? Thanks for the super chat, Josh. Stop messing with Jermichael. Great win. Jermichael came after me for no reason whatsoever. Zero reason. None. I didn't at him. I didn't talk about him. I put up a clip of David Bakhtiari blocking Ngakoue for 8 seconds, and then he said to calm down, the Packers haven't played anybody. I didn't say they played anybody. I showed a clip of David Bakhtiari blocking. What? I have no idea what J-Mike's on about, but it is what it is. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Alan Lazard to host Clubhouse Live tonight. Pumped. Yes, I saw that he had signed with Gannett. That'll be a lot of fun. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. We still gashed the Vikings defense in the run game, even though they added run stuffers like Michael Pierce. Nathan, I hate to break it to you, buddy, but Michael Pierce opted out of the 2020 season. So that was a big reason why they were able to work stuff up the middle. Brian, thank you for the super chat. A message from Mike McCarthy, play calling antics to Cowboys fans from the great Chris Farley. We do lots of stupid stuff. Wait till Christmas. Nice. Although, you know, I kind of feel for Mike in the sense that last night everyone was killing him for going for it on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal. And all anyone ever did at the end of his tenure in Green Bay is kill him for being conservative. Man can never win. Good morning. How bad will the Vikings be through the rest of the season? That's a good question, Matthew. I mean, we'll have to let it play out. We'll see. I tend to think they're a little better than they showed yesterday, but you never really know. Week one's always weird. It's just about getting the W. It doesn't really mean much as far as comparatives you might make to other teams, but yeah, we'll see. Andy, that's an interesting question on this morrow. How bad is Kevin King? He's not bad at all. How bad is Jaire Alexander? He allowed a touchdown. Don't ask stupid stuff. More two inside and Gary on the edge if Clark is out for some time. Or more Z inside, sorry. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's sustainable. I would think they probably bring up Mac from the practice squad. Yeah, I think they did some stuff with Z inside that looked nice and was disruptive, etc. But you don't have to look much further than the NFC Championship game to see how that can be countered. I think it's good used in kind of, you know, intermittently throughout a game, but there's no way you make that part of your base designed to attack a run game. What were your thoughts on Kirksey's performance? I thought he was solid. I don't think he really jumped out at any particular point. I think Barnes, the undrafted rookie, first undrafted rookie to start for the Packers since the merger, thought he had a solid debut. Probably a little more unexpected, obviously, so you're paying a little bit more attention there. But yeah, I do think I don't want to downplay what Kirksey did because I thought he was, like I said, I thought he was solid. But we'll see how he continues to develop in this defense. I think there's a lot of promise there, no doubt about. Runyon held up real well. I agree, man. Thrown into the fire, so to speak, after the injuries along the offensive line. I'm not going to say they didn't skip a beat up front, but they certainly were able to operate. Didn't seem like they had to help him in any specific way. And that's the best you can offer. That's the best you can ask for when a rookie has to step in mid-game like that, who has had zero pro reps. Oregon, what's up? Victory Monday. Yo, Nags, what's up, Josh? Valdir, get a call? Steven, I think it's a possibility. Definitely a possibility today. We'll see. Irvin had a great game. Yeah, I mean, not a ton of production there, but you really like how they utilize him when they do get the ball in his hands. You love how he widens things out with that motion pre-snap. And I thought his return after the safety was key to give providing them really, really nice field position. Yeah, I think he had a really nice game. Who spent the most time next to Kirksey? Barnes? Yeah, Ray, for the most part. Yeah, he played a lot, and he played well. Any run stuffers getting signed this week? Danny, well, they signed Mac, earlier this week to the practice squad? I would think he would get the first attempt to come up if they need to augment and reinforce the defensive line. Will they never not go to prevent defense? Ryan, I wish they would have gone to more prevent defense. Why do you think they started scoring? They were playing zone and like just trying to play cover three, and then Jair was up to like pressing his guy. Just play off, play back. Let it all happen in front of you. Deguara was blocking his ass off. That was one of the most welcome developments of that game, was seeing his not only ability in the run game, but just how much he seemed to relish it. He was outstanding. And the one end around to Lazard, he took out two dudes with one block. He seems to like really enjoy it, and he looks pretty damn good at it. So, and those are the things you can't really tell until things are live. But man, early returns, very, very nice on Deguara. And I think if you look at a couple of the throws that Rodgers wanted to hit him with, the one in particular out of the backfield where he's going up the left sideline, he looks back at Rodgers a little early, I think, and kind of slows down. I think if he just guns it, he probably runs past the linebacker and Rodgers hits him right in stride. That's one of those things where they haven't had a lot of time together, obviously, to work on these things. That's something I hope they revisit later in the year, say, you know, November, December, because that's just a big play waiting to happen. Sam, thanks for the super chat. Congrats on 15,000 subs. Thank you. What is your concern level for the defense? Minnesota walked all over them for the 2-minute warning before half onward. Not really concerned, because I think a lot of that is situational. You know, Packers had a big lead, and it's disconcerting how quickly they moved up and down the field without a question. But I tend to think, you know, I'm not too worried until I see fractures when things are close. And, you know, when you've got a multi-touchdown lead, you're going to be playing it differently. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Oh, Kevin, sorry, I hit you by mistake there. Nicholas, is Barnes starting a bad look for Ty and Oren? It's not a look at all. It's that he gave them the best chance, and that's what the Packers determined. I mean, it is what it is on Ty and Oren at this point. Saw the game balls and lame calls. Solid honorable mention left out, I think. Tyler Irvin's incredible speed. Great take on Green Bay and LC as always. Well, just to be clear, wait, where is it? Because I can't remember who took it over. I think, is it? No, it's Ken. Yeah, Ken did a very nice job. I agree. I want to give a proper shout out. Because that used to be Jason, but now it's Ken doing them. Corey Banky tweeting. Corey Banky's tweeting, ladies and gentlemen. Be afraid. Well, at least the Packers improved getting up to the line quicker. Sorry, Packer man. Josh, don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. And I know both Rodgers and LaFleur mentioned how they got to get it cleaned up. But really? You don't have it cleaned up? Really? Been here, guys. Come on. Lunchbox, thanks for the super chat. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. I feel like we don't have a crazy great starting tight end yet, but I think our tight end group may be one of the deepest in the league, 1 through 4. I guess that's a possibility. I do still think Sternberger will develop into that. He's still a young player. Tight end's notoriously tough to transition to. Give it time. He'll get there. But I agree. They got a lot of talent at the position. There's zero question there. How did A.J. Dillon look to you yesterday? Fine. I mean, he's got 2 carries. It's hard to say much of anything. I thought the first carry, he looked really good. But, you know, he's a bigger guy who's used to carrying the load. I don't doubt for a second that he would look very different if you gave him like 10, 12 carries clumped together and you got him in a bit of a groove. You know, you get him two carries on a day where they, you know, X number of snaps. Wow, I mean, reps they have, it's like 70 something, 60, I don't know, a lot. Yeah, it's not much you can glean from that. And actually, that is something I want to ask Matt about later today, as far as the rotation at running back. Dylan looked faster than I expected. I mean, yeah, he's got some wheels. There's no question. That was one of the things that jumped off at camp, the field. It's noticeable, no question. Do you like the Raven Green Kirksey combo? I do, if they can get Green on the field. Raven was a scratch yesterday. He was inactive. Hopefully he's back next week. William, thank you for the super chat. Missed my super chat nags. William, I miss no super chats. But maybe I did. Let's see what else we got. You guys keep saying you miss super chats. You got to let me go get them for a second. Good Lord. Lance, I may be late to the party, but is there any news on Kenny Clark? No, there is no news on Kenny Clark. Zero news on Kenny Clark. What else we got? What else we got, folks? Mm-hmm. Patrick? Hold on. Arthur, thank you for the super chat. So refreshing to have a capable lead blocker in DeGuara instead of a whiffing Vitale. But boy, is Aaron Rodgers back, and love the way A.J. Dillon looked. I'm down with that. Hold on. I think I missed Patrick's too. Damn it. Janet, I love you. Wait, Patrick, I don't even see one from you. I'm just going to keep going. What else we got? Carlos, thank you for the super chat. Thoughts on Jamal Williams? I mean, I think you guys saw a little bit of what Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have been talking about all summer. Certainly looks a little quicker in the passing game. And I absolutely loved the play where he misses the backer, makes the backer miss out in space, and then basically sees a triangulation of Vikings in front of him and goes, yep, I'm going right down the middle. I love it. I love it so much. Signed snacks. I know I'm going to get a lot of this. And look, they've made an offer. They made a pretty generous offer. It's up to snacks to say yes. They've tried. Go carpet bomb snacks, social media. Okay, I did that one. All right. What else we got? Nags, you overlooked 4 or 5 early super chats. I don't see them. They're not there. So you guys stop super chatting early. How about that? I don't know. They're not there, guys. I'm sorry. That's why I'm taking so long, because I'm looking for them. I don't see any of them. Rodgers was calm as hell. He is having fun. What a leader. Go Pack Go from Austria. Stefan could not agree more. Thank you for the super chat. He was definitely having a great time. Mike, just putting this out there. Clay Matthews is a free agent. What year is it? No. Hey, Aaron, can we agree that it was so nice seeing Rodgers take the check down and be happy with a 5-yard gain? Yeah, I loved it. That play specifically that I just mentioned, the Jamal Williams check, was lovely, although I think he had Lazard down the seam if he waits a beat, but that's easy for me to say, not sitting in the pocket. But yes, it's always nice to see him take the check down. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. I am drinking Vikings tears. Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes, you are. James, thanks for the super chat. Offensive line dispelled fears a little. Irvin, a real chess piece. Jamal Goat in the backfield. Guinea pig names, Alvin Kamara and Amon Green. Mixed olives. Oh, I love it. Thank you, James. You got your bang for your buck on that super chat. No doubt about it. I think, yeah, the offensive line was pretty outstanding yesterday. Now, as we've talked about, the Vikings have lost a lot of talent up front. No doubt. And, you know, they had an exodus in free agency. Michael Pierce opted out. Danielle Hunter's on IR. So it's not quite the top flight group that they may have, you know, maybe we thought they were going to face early on this offseason, but they still held up pretty damn well in an NFL stadium against an NFL team. I'm going to miss Andy Reid's fireman look. Nathan, can't say I've thought about it, but I'm sad for your loss. Is Darnell Savage okay? I think so. He seemed to come out no worse for wear. I hated the flag that he got, and I love that he came back later and just put a lick on somebody. I mean, he's not going to play scared. I love to see that. I love the determination. I still think there was one spot in particular where he took another bad angle in the run game, and we did obviously see him get beat for a touchdown. He's still young, still developing, but I thought he was really physical yesterday, and I love to see that. What else we got here? I thoroughly enjoyed overreacting and being unreasonably happy after a single win. Go Pack Go from Charlottesville, Virginia. Jack, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, if you can't get overexcited and have a fantastic time when the Packers win a football game, I don't know what you're doing. I really don't. I mean, fine, be all, like, dispassionate and, like, it is only one win. And, like, that's fine. Yeah, I get it. But I can still be happy about the win, right? Is that allowed? Pat, Jack, I'm 1,000,000,000% with you, buddy. Couldn't agree more. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Next segment on today's chat, Jair Alexander, GOAT. I mean, whoo, he got away with one there on the safety when he told us after the game that that was not a called pressure. He literally thought it was a run and just went after it. But yeah, that was Woodson-like playmaking, man. You got to love it. Huge, huge day from Jair. I love this note that came out last night. Hold on, I'm going to find it. I love it so much, I want to put it down for posterity on the podcast here. Where was it? There it is. Jair Alexander became the fifth player to record a sack, interception, and a safety in a single game in the last 20 years. 20 years! Five dudes have done it. Jair's one of them. Pretty damn impressive. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? People texting me, people messaging me. Next time someone asks me what my favorite film is, I will send them a link to the Cheesehead TV week one watch party. Yeah, it got a little out of control, but hell, it's week one. You gotta let out an off season of pent up frustration and anticipation, right? That's what it's all about. Hats off to the coaching staff and veteran leaders on the team. Limited camps and no preseason games, but they were prepared and energized. Matt LaFleur. Sorry, Mr. The end of it. Matt LaFleur is the guy, and we got it right with him. It's Stu. Early returns certainly are good, no question about it. And I agree that they seem to hit the ground running, really crisp. Energy was there, and that's something you got to worry about, not only on the road, but with no fans, no juice in the stands, so to speak. Devontae Adams mentioned it was weird at one point. You know, he had a catch, and you always get used to like a big roar, even from the visiting Packers fans, and there was nothing, and he's like, I don't even know if I should signal first down. So I have no doubt it's a weird atmosphere to play in, but yeah, I thought the Packers brought it in all facets, and that's a big credit to Matt LaFleur. 7-0 against the division, a good start for Matt LaFleur, no doubt about it. Love the watch party on Hot Mic. Patrick, thank you for checking it out. We'll be doing that all year long. Cheesehead TV needs an app. Cheesehead TV has an app. Go to your favorite app store. You'll find it. Let's see what else we got. Chris Barnes and DeGuara look promising. Does MVS wide open drop to move the chains concern you, Nags? Thanks for all you do. I said last night, no, I mean, that's not concerning. That's pretty much who he is at this point. He's a bang, boom or bust player. When he booms, it's big. When he busts, it hurts. But Rodgers certainly looks like he's going to keep going to him. And all you can think is, you know, got to find that consistency. You know, other than that, they're going to live with it. If Taylor or Patrick are out for a bit, do we pick up Britt? Maybe. I mean, they worked him out, right? So they have the info they need on him. So that's definitely a possibility. Will the Vikings turn it around? No idea. We'll find out. Week one's always hard, man. Like, you want to make these sweeping proclamations after one game, but it's week one in the NFL. It's A, it's always crazy, and B, you know, you can't really glean that much. You have, obviously, new faces in new places a lot of the time. How teams look early is never how they look late. You know, don't forget the Giants when they beat up on the Packers in the NFC Championship game and went to the Super Bowl to beat the Patriots. They started that year 0-2, and they looked absolutely miserable and terrible doing it. So whatever happens week one, you get excited for the win itself, but for what it means going forward or narratives forming, that's way too early for all that. Gilbert Brown, hey, give him a call. What was your favorite play of the game, Nags?
That's a good question.
I want to say probably Jair's safety, simply because like it came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it, and I was surprised that Pettine made the call, and then it turned out Pettine didn't make that call. I just thought Jair was an absolute lead dog yesterday. It was great. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. I can only imagine how LaFleur would use Perillo. I mean, don't get me started on Perillo, man. You know my buttons, and don't try to push them. With that said, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out and talking some Packers today. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do, including 6 hours. We said 5 hours, 6 hours of live streaming yesterday. It's absolutely insanity all across the board. Packers fans worldwide were joining us. It was awesome. Can't thank you guys enough who were there to support us. If you're Patreon members, awesome. Thank you so much. If you can't support on Patreon, which I totally get, please just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.